I mentioned he's tipping up an absolute storm, Roger Rashid. Yesterday gave us all the winners, even throughout the outsider, Bolt, who got the job done in five sets. How good was it, Roger? Good morning to you, mate, to see all these Aussies advance.
Yeah, it was very good. Nine Aussies, in fact, after day one where we weren't so good. But it was really good, and it was kicked off. And look, thanks for giving me a tick of approval there. I'll accept it. But you know, let's just move on. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to just sit there and
gloat. Just be humble about it, Rog.
Can I just ask, Rog?
It's really important to move on.
Your Instagram popped up last night on my phone. Mm. You got these shades on, mate. What's doing? I thought it was Jean-Claude Van Damme or something.
Yeah, well, now that I've created a few wins, I've had to sort of just get into some undercover material.
Now, Rog, can I ask you this? Like, diet-wise, do you sort of let yourself go at times and have a pie or a hot dog? We were talking about hot dogs before. Like, when you rock up at the tennis, you know, at the front of the Australian Open, do you just go up and get yourself a hot dog or a pie or the body's a temple?
Dim Sims, you know, chips, all that stuff. But, yeah, look, I'm a bit of everything. So, look after yourself and enjoy yourself, I'd say. So, well, I'm a big lollies man. So, it's funny, when I was coaching full-time, I was every major I'd go to, and I'd sit in the people that were sitting in the box there, in the coach's box, I would take a whole bag of lollies. And at the change of ends, if I had a lolly, everybody had to have one that was in the box. That was a non-negotiable. It was just a little bit of my... So Wimbledon, where there's a real big box and people are in there, obviously cost me about $100 a match.
You take your lollies in.
What lollies are you eating? You can get it for 40 cents.
I got a bit of everything, so yeah, no, I like a bit of everything. So anyway, so some little weird... quirky thing that I did, and then I just kept it going through the majors. It was a bit of fun. Whoever's in the box thought it was quite humorous.
No, I like it, mate. I like it. All right, what about to Kyrgios, mate, to his performance last night? It was a different Nick. Well, that's the way the media's portraying it, and we've absorbed it. He wasn't carrying on. He got the job done, and he advances.
Yeah, look, he had his head down. I did that match, and he had his head down. He was very concentrated between the lines, wasn't he, right throughout the course of the match, really, and you know, when he's point to point, he's committed like that, which is fantastic to see. You know, he's a hard player to play, and he showed that in the first set, racing through 6-2, got a couple of breaks, and then to his opponent's credit, though, the Italian, he just dug in. He kept playing an upbeat game. He took advantage of the court when it was there to be taken, and he went for his shots. He served pretty well, and a couple of tie breaks that could eventually, you know, they can go anywhere, but I think the maturity and the experience of being in those tie break moments, as it escalated, the crowd got involved in those moments. The young Italian sort of just faltered a little bit. He went for a few shots under a little bit of panic, and then and made some errors, and Nick prevailed. So I thought it was a really clean, clinical, concentrated effort from Nick, and the crowd thoroughly enjoyed it just as much as I'd enjoyed in the other match.
Yeah, Popperin must have been good to defeat Wilfred Tsonga.
Yeah, he was. He was. You know, Joe, I think at the moment is not in the shape that he should be in, and he missed a fair bit of the preseason. He was slightly injured. Spoke to his physio, who helps me a lot as well, and he just turned up not prepared as they like, but they thought he'd be able to get through some matches and then see what happens. And so they rolled the dice on it. Didn't work out. Popham was good though. You've got to put yourself in a position where you can cause those things to unfold, and he was, he's obviously got a bright future. He plays on the court very intense, but he's got some big game, and so that was a good result, one that there was always going to be a potential asterisk near him. So, but the guys that really were impressive, I think, were John Millman, Jordan Thompson, who did some, had to do some really good work out there on court three, Alex Bolt, who I thought would have a real big opportunity, just courtesy of what I've seen in the lead-ups to the Australian Open from his opponent, who really struggled mentally, I thought. So it was a matter of whether Bolte could actually believe himself. Mark Pullman's as well, five sets. So we had two guys, Bolte and Mark Pullman's, who got through in five sets. Mark was a qualifier, so he's done some hard work. He's a great worker. He's unheralded, obviously, and he's got a potential to get himself into sort of that 70 range this year, I think. And so that was from the men's side, it was really really productive. And we had three winners: Isla Tomljanović, Priscilla Hahn, and Roddy Nova in the women's. So that was it was a successful day for the Aussies. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. What about Pullman? He caused a stir with his hat, mate. He's bringing a fashionista.
Yeah, it's a bit of the Ivan Lendl, isn't it? It's interesting. He's just a hard worker. Puts his head down, does all the hard work. Really, really knowledgeable kid. Got a good environment around him, and so he's going to. You know, it's like if I look at John Millman, I look at those sort of types, Jordan Thompson. It's a sort of similar mentality. Go out there, loves to hit 1,000 balls. Will do it all day long, and puts himself on the line. So those sort of guys are creating careers for themselves because of, you know, courtesy of great work ethic. And I think that's a really big, that should be put up in headlines. I mean, we all know that, you know, the most elite athletes in all sports, when you dig really deep, they do probably, their work ethic's probably, you know, it probably stands out more than the others.
Now, mate, I want the truth here. Would you wear a hat like that if you were playing?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No, doesn't suit you.
No, it wouldn't. It was, you know, and you don't want to get hit by people in the crowd, do you? I mean, it's you got to be able to take it off. You know, imagine getting heckled on the way out. You know?
Very good.
For some young bucks that are watching, going, "What's that, Dad? What's he wearing that? I'm like, for him. I'd rather go for someone. What about Grigor Dimitrov? Did you like his outfit, his tracksuit when he turned up?
Oh, I saw that. What was doing there?
Yeah, no, I smacked him around the head a bit. There's no chance. If he turns out like that today, I think our relationship's finished. We're done. But, it's interesting what the manufacturers put out there. Unfortunately, Mark was not getting paid to wear that. Grigor was getting paid a lot of money to wear his outfit.
Ash Barty, mate, we've got 1 o'clock tee off today on 9HD. Look, she's very short, $1.13. Can she afford, though, to have that sort of slow start like she's sort of been having? Because I remember in Adelaide, she was sort of, that first set wasn't, apart from the final, was a bit of a, you know, a hurdle. But once she gets into a rhythm, she gets going and gets going good.
Yeah, look, I don't think you want to ever put yourself a set down. There's no doubt about that, because then the margins are very, very slim, and especially if the set bottlenecks and it gets, you know, you're in the second set and you're 3 or 4 all. So the errors all of a sudden, you know, they magnify. So, no, she can't. Can she get herself out of those positions? Yes. So there's not a lot of panic attached to her for her at the moment, because she's been playing so many big matches, I think. So there's the beauty of it. Her opponent today from Slovenia is, you know, 6'1", so she's got some game. There's no doubt about that. She's got a bit of reach, but with that 6'1" comes a movement issue, and I think Ash will sort of use the court as she does in all sorts of spaces. So she's able to hit that slice ball across the front of her opponent's nice and short. She uses that down the line, so she spreads the court quite nicely. So, you know, she's a good player. Her opponent, she's beaten Kerber, Madison Keys last year. But she hasn't advanced any further than the third round at any major since 2009. So that's sort of a red flag for me. So it gets to a point, then doesn't quite have the game to really push through some big seeded players when she gets. So I think that's going to be the case today. But so I expect her to get through. I think there'll be it'll be different conditions. It's daytime now for her, so she'll have to just slightly adapt to the conditions from night to day. They are quite different. But she's going to get. I don't see her getting troubled, you know, where she might be deep in the third set.
Perfect, mate. All right, we will look forward to your calling today, and obviously your updates all day on Fox, getting plenty of you. Just quickly, Loz, what he does is there's obviously Fox Rugby League channel, and these old clips come on from Canberra.
I've seen them. I've watched him.
Well, he puts them on.
I know how good he was. I get it.
So what happens is, Roger, we had the live Premier League on before on the TV, and now it's suddenly changed to an old game from the 80s where he's playing in the centre. I just want to know, do you ever go back and look at, you know, Antwerp back in 92 when you're on the clay there with Michael Brown? Do they ever get to run the old clips and you just think, oh, geez, I had it?
Yeah, I was that good. I've had to go and ask I've had to put ads in the paper to see if anyone just might have taken their little, their massive camera, home camera that they, video that they had back in the day, and actually maybe caught a clip. You know?
Caught a clip. Very good, mate. All right, well, we'll talk to you later in the week. Look forward to, as I said, all your efforts today on Fox.
See you, boys.